explained the 10 prohibitory precepts. Do not kill, do not steal, do not be immoral, do not lie, do not sell intoxicating liquor, do not speak of others' shortcomings, do not praise yourself or blame others. Do not grudge giving to charities, material or spiritual. Do not be angry. Do not speak ill of the triple treasure. Those precepts looks like quite common precepts and nothing nothing special. It is not quite usual and almost all the people know it. But this is pretty difficult to observe it. And this is well-known fact. It is quite simple, but it is quite difficult to observe it. So, in this point, there is some reason why we have to emphasize those 10 precepts. And those precepts is in Buddhism have special meaning, because our precept is not to attain some special achievement mentally or spiritually, to be a good citizen is just why we have to be Buddhist. There will not be no need for us, for all of us to be sages. if we are good enough to be a good citizen, that's enough. If we are quite good as a citizen of America, then I think we will have any more war. because we are too good. That is why I think we have to fight. If we are just good common citizens, there will not be no need to fight. This point is very important for us. Our precepts should be so very common and should be very usual. And those 10 precepts may be well understood custom among human beings. And it will be unwritten rules. But sometimes those Ten Commandments set up as a law. Here we have, because it is difficult for us to observe it, we have law. So when it becomes, when those precepts are understood as a law of the country, someone may think it may be permissible to some extent to do something wrong, will be permissible if some attorney will say, yeah, you can do as much as this. To some extent, it is good. That is precepts. When they are understood as a law, and sometimes it may be understood as a moral rules. Immorality, it is some rules which we should observe. So it, in morality, we emphasize the negative sense of the precepts. You should do this. You should not do this. It's morality. But this understanding of the rules of human being does not work properly, because under the moral rules we feel some we do not feel freedom. We have no freedom in moral reality. But in religious realm, we have two sides of the interpretation of the, our rules. One is prohibitory meaning. One is more positive meaning. We have to do it, or we want to do it, instead of we should do it. When we say we should do it, that is moral precepts. But when we say, I cannot help doing so, or I have to, I want to refrain from doing something bad, that is religious understanding of our rules. So in this realm, we have freedom. But here, religious faith is wanted. Without faith, or without finding out your inmost request, you cannot obtain this kind of freedom. Because when you find out your inmost nature or Buddha nature, you don't want to do something wrong, and you want to do something good. Here you have negative sense. You understand precepts in negative and positive sense. This is why we have to have a precept. So here, precept is not just contact between people or between countries, or it is not the law of the country or law of the society. It is this contact will be bring into the relationship between Buddha and sentient being. So there we have no chance to break it, because we want to do it. When you want to do it, there's no chance to break it. So here, again, you come back to the animal state. Animals do not anything wrong. What they do is always right. But human beings have some ability, or I don't know what to say, freedom to do something good and bad. So in human realm, we have to have some contact between us, so that we might not get into confusion. There's some rules. And we have two chances to do something good and to do something bad. Morality is for human beings. As Buddha said, human being has some destiny to, you know, fight, or not fight, but to struggle, you know, with himself and with others. That is the nature of human culture. But when our human culture is emancipated to the stage of religious culture, we have perfect freedom. In this sense, we emphasize precepts. Even though the difference between asceticism and Buddhism is this point, we acknowledge human nature 100%. We are 100% good. We accept it. Whether someone say good or bad, we have human nature. We have to accept it. And as long as we are human nature, we cannot be a God in Christian sense. We cannot be a God. We are human beings through and through. When we are human beings through and through, we are Buddha. But how to be a Buddha? Buddha must obtain perfect freedom. So when we find out our true nature, we are Buddha. And for us, there is no chance to do anything wrong. And that is why we should observe precepts. So we do not observe our precepts by any gaining idea, just to be human being is the purpose of observing precepts. There's no other purpose. Just to observe the precepts. because we want to do it. That's all. That is the precept. Then, prohibitory precept. So, 10 prohibitory precepts may be the 3 refuges, or no, 3 corrective precepts. The precepts which enjoin us to complete good behavior. The precepts which enjoin us to complete good deeds. The precepts which enjoin the completion of benevolence or loving kindness to all beings. Here, we emphasize positive side of the precepts. And here, in 3 corrective pure precepts, we emphasize both negative side and positive side. So when we oneness of the positive and negative side is attained, we say pure. By pure we mean oneness of the duality always. When the sixth patriarch as the sixth patriarch said, it is not there is no practice and enlightenment. There is practice and enlightenment. And enlightenment is enlightenment, and practice is practice. But he said, you should not think after you practice it, you will attain enlightenment. So, practice is a means to attain enlightenment. That is not right understanding, the sixth patriarch said. And when he says so, he said, you should not have polluted idea of practice and enlightenment. Stained idea means dualistic idea. If you think practice and enlightenment is two different things, that is stained idea. If you understand the practice and enlightenment is one, that is pure, unstained idea of practice. So, he said, although there is practice and enlightenment, you should not have stained idea. Zenna in Chinese, or Japanese, Zenna in koto o ezaru. You should not have tainted idea. That means you should have pure understanding. By pure understanding, we mean understanding which is more than just intellectual, dualistic understanding. So here it is, here we say the 3 corrective pure precepts, because this precept express the oneness of the negative and positive attitude of observing precepts. And further, those positive and negative attitudes of observing precepts will be attained when we realize our true nature and take refuge in Buddha and law, Buddha, law and Sangha. That is why we have 16 precepts. The first triple treasure means our fundamental nature to take refuge in Buddha, or the truth, or the Sangha. And this, when we realize our true nature, that it means we have the both negative and positive way of observing precepts in everyday life. But as we have some human nature, which is special to human nature, we have to emphasize more negative, prohibitive side of the precepts. So, you know, it is more suitable for human beings to emphasize the negative. That when we realize our true nature, we naturally we will emphasize, we will have some not ascetic but negative understanding of life. Because when we realize our true nature, before we realize our true nature, we emphasize rather positive side. Until you are completely caught caught by your positive side of the activity. Ignoring not to kill, not to steal, or not to be immoral, not to lie. It is quite true when Dongyan Zen says, human being like something wrong. That is quite true. And ignoring something true. We are not so interested in something like something true. If we start to interested in something true, always, all of us interested in something which is completely right, then all the social activity will be stopped. There will be no newspaper, no magazine, No movie. No traffic, no airplane. No trip to the moon. Our world, human world, will be completely blacked up. That is true. We should know that. So, it is quite, Buddha was quite wise, you know, to accept both sides, half and half. And because of his magic, he emphasized, you know, the negative side. More than positive side. There's no need for us to emphasize the positive side. We are quite positive. This is the structure of the precept. So, a precept eventually goes so far as the formality or behavior or demeanor, which no moral rules or law of the country cannot teach. You know. Whatever you do, you have, to some extent, you have freedom. Even though you do not behave like a good citizen, you should not be put in jail. So you have to have, you have some, to some extent you have freedom. But in religion, religion goes deeper than that. So it bounds you so far as it goes to the demeanor of not only behavior, but it will go how to smile or how to blink. It should go so far, you know, because what will happen to you if you are boyfriend makes his eyes triangle. That is, before you say anything, that is the end of friendship. Religion goes so far. It is. Religion is deeper. It is more, you know, real to us. That is religion. So it goes very deep. But when you take, when you understand religion, as you understand some social contact, or rules, or law of the country, religion is very bad. It is terrible. When a religion loses faith and loses freedom to believe in, religion is worst, you know, thing which you will have. So, if you believe in religion, you should believe in from the bottom of your heart. Or else, religion is worst thing to observe or believe in. So anyway, we should have a complete freedom in religious faith.